Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Son, Francesa on the Fan on this 26th day of March, as we are now just 2 days, that's right, 2 days away from opening day. So we have finally got there. The weather hasn't cooperated yet. It doesn't feel like spring yet. Maybe, well, it's supposed to be, like, by Saturday, it's supposed to be really nice. They say it is. Anyway, we'll say, you know, we'll see if it turns out to be true, because they said it could be like 65, 70 degrees on Saturday. So, but we are now 2 days away from opening day. Baseball is abounding. The teams will be back in town already. Obviously, a lot going on today with the Grom news. So, and we will begin really our push to opening day. We still have the tickets to give away. The last day of the 100 pairs of April tickets, and then later in the show, I'll give you a contest we're going to do tomorrow. That'll be a one-day contest, which we'll tell you about tomorrow. We'll do that later on in the show today. We'll announce it. So that'll be a one-day thing that we're going to do tomorrow, which I'll tell you about, like I said, later on. And Aaron Boone will join us today. Joe Girardi, who will be with me each week during the baseball season, will join us today. Tomorrow, Mickey Callaway will join us, as he will. And during the baseball season, we will have Girardi on Tuesdays. We will have Mickey Callaway on Wednesdays. And we will have Aaron Boone on Thursdays each week during the baseball season. The season begins, as you know, with the Yankees on Thursday. All the Yankee action right here on the Fan. And remember, the Yankees are going to move their night games up completely now in April, May, and September to 6:35 on home games. So that'll be something new. Obviously, the big story today being DeGrom. And, you know, we talked about a lot yesterday. And it was very, very close to the numbers that I talked about yesterday. The only difference is they gave him one more year than I would have given him. I would have liked to get him for 1 year less. I understand there's outs in the deal, but I would have liked to give him one less year. The per year money is about what we talked about yesterday. So I don't think it's a bad deal. It's not a deal the Mets had to make. They could have made him play on the year. It was a reasonable thing for to have happen at this stage, but you do understand, considering it is DeGrom, considering the place he holds with the franchise right now, that they would like to have him happy and productive. So from that standpoint, like I said, I can understand holding the line. Would I have held the line a little firmer if I were the Mets? Yes, I would have. Do I think it's a bad deal? No, I don't think it's a bad deal. I don't think it's an outrageous deal. I think it's a deal that both sides can live with, both sides can be happy with. And from that standpoint, if you're a fan of the team, I'm sure I can see you taking both sides, but I also think you don't worry about that. You just hope that he stays healthy and productive. And if he does, you're happy he's with the team. I mean, the guy's a positive all the way down the line. He's a good guy. He competes. He's not a guy who causes any trouble. He's a good guy to have on a team. He's a very good teammate. He's he's very competitive. He doesn't cause any trouble. So from that standpoint, he's a good guy to have all the way around as your leader, as one of the faces of the franchise. So from that standpoint, you got to be happy. And as I said, it's not a terrible deal. It's just a little longer than I would have liked from the standpoint, I don't like to give pitchers, any pitchers, contracts of that length, you know. Again, I said yesterday I would have gone, make him work to 17, 20 next year, and then 3 years at 30. So that was 110 and 17, 127. The deal is actually that, if you count the except for the $10 million signing bonus. So what he got was 137, 500, $10 million signing bonus, 137, 5 guaranteed, annual salary of 27, 5, which is exactly the number I gave you yesterday. And DeGrom will get in 2019 salary and then a signing bonus and carrying a total salary of $9 million. So, and the $10 million signing bonus. So the bottom line is, you know what? You can live with the deal. And there is some options at the end of the deal down the road, but I think from that standpoint, you can live with the deal all the way down. The base salary is for 2019, you know what it is. It's 17. Next year it comes to 23, and then it goes from there. So the bottom line is, again, reasonable, workable, something you can live with. There's an option in there that could take the money up from there for 2024. So you got him signed now, you know, this year, and then next year, 23, and then 33, 30.5, and then the option year of 32. So, you know, it's there you go. So, again, you can live with the deal. It's not a crazy deal. It's doesn't kill him right away for the next 2 years, which is what you were looking for. So from that standpoint, the average is about 27.5. And again, I think it's, you would really like to keep them. I mean, I would like to keep my pitchers on 4 year deals if I could. Sometimes with a guy like this, you have to go the fifth year. You live with that. So the bottom line is it's not, like I said, it's not an unreasonable deal. It could have played a little, maybe a little tougher with him. But from that standpoint, you want him to come away happy too. So I think he can live with the deal. The Mets can live with the deal. He's got his security. He's got his money. He's got guaranteed $137 million now. And, you know, they have an ace pitcher locked in for the foreseeable future. And now you just hope that he goes out and pitches well, leads the team, and is completely healthy. That's what you're looking for more than anything else. Obviously, we have the manager of the Yankees today, so we'll get into all the roster situations there. Roster is what you're looking at right now. Who's going to come north with the Mets? Who's going to come north with the Yankees? The Yankees pretty much are now a foregone conclusion. You know what the team is going forward. The Mets have a couple issues they have to still make decisions on. So we will have that in the next 2 days, so you get all that. And then we get ready for opening day, which is right around the corner on Thursday here with the Yankees, and then obviously the Mets on the road. So, and they will see plenty of Washington. The Yankees early on will see a lot of the Orioles. They'll see the Tigers early on. So they'll have a chance to, you know, beat up on a couple of bad ball clubs early in the season. All the other stuff we'll get to, little football stuff. You know, I was looking at, someone asked me about about Gronkowski in the Hall of Fame. And we found the thing where guys who hadn't played 10 years, because I first said he was a first ballot Hall of Fame the other night. And then we went and looked at guys who hadn't played 10 years. And there's only four guys who hadn't played 10 years who were first ballot Hall of Famers. Jim Brown, Dick Butkus, Earl Campbell, and Gale Sayers. That's rare company. So I might have to amend that it could take Gronk 2 years to get into the Hall of Fame, because I don't know if they'll put him in that company after 9 years. I do think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's a lock Hall of Famer. I just don't know if he'll get in the first go-round. That's the only thing. He might. He might not. I'd say it's 50-50. But I think he will get in. But there's only four guys. That's unbelievable when you think about it. Only four guys who made it first ballot who played under 10 years. And the four of them are the greatest player of all time, Jim Brown, and three others who are among the greatest players of all time. So that's a very much a rarefied list, without any question. College basketball, we're still 2 days away from getting the Sweet 16 underway. So from that standpoint, there's going to be some very good matchups. We could have some great matchups on the weekend. That's what happens when you have the the 1, 2, and 3s especially involved. You still do. So it means, because the reason 1, 2, and 3, 4 you're not worried that much about, because you still expect your 1s to beat your 4s. Your 2s and 3s, if all your 3s alive with your 2s, it means a good opponent for the 1 no matter what. And that's what you have. You have all the 2s and all the 3s. So when the 2s and 3s play, no matter who wins, and again, the 2s are stronger than the 3s, especially in name value, but the 3s, a couple of them are pretty tough. And there's still teams that have had legitimate seasons, very much legitimate seasons, and, are teams that are very dangerous. And the bottom line is, if they wind up winning against the kind of caliber they're going to see with the 2s, when you look who's on that 2 line, like Kentucky, like Michigan State. I mean, if you're going to see teams like that on the 2 line, if you're going to beat them, you're going to earn it. And if they win, you set up some very big marquee value, excellent, really wonderful regional finals, which is what we could have by the weekend. You pay for the upsets, like we said, the lack of upsets, you pay for those by what happens with the ratings and all these lopsided games and the fact that you didn't get a lot of upsets, which is what people like to see on the second round. They like to see upsets. They like to see big teams fall. I mean, that's what they like to see on Saturday and Sunday. And they didn't get a lot of that this year. But it makes for bigger matchups in the second week, and that's what we're having, or we should have, coming up in a couple of days. And we do have some teams that are playing very, very well. I mean, who have been exceptionally good. Like in Oregon, as an example, which is playing really good basketball right now, playing exceptionally well. So there's some dangerous teams out there. They really are. So it's going to be some good matchups. We'll start to get back into that in the next couple of days. But first, it's going to be baseball. Boone, Girardi today, Callaway tomorrow. Tickets to give away. I'll tell you about the contest for tomorrow. So busy program. We'll get it all rolling right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.